A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever been presented with a choice so ludicrous and unthinkable in a video game that it barely even seems like a choice at all? Situations like this can arise from the main plot, an optional side quest, or even just a trivial bit of interaction with a run-of-the-mill NPC. And inevitably, you'll either be left kicking yourself or kicking the bucket. I'm Jess from More Culture, and here are 10 video game offers you must refuse. Spoilers may lie ahead, so beware. Number 10, Wurtz Extortion, Diablo. Despite only appearing in the first installment of Diablo as a pretty unimportant character at that, Wurtz the Peg-Legged Boy is well remembered, to the point that homages to him are made in both Diablo 2 and Diablo 3. That said, what a greedy so-and-so he is. You'll find Wurtz in the southwest fringes of Tristram, where he beckons you in with the promise of a rare and powerful weapon. Now, of course, you'd expect to pay through the nose for something like that in any situation, but then you find out you have to pay him 50 gold just to even look at it. Granted, the further you get in the game, the more affordable that fee becomes, but at the beginning, it's downright outrageous, and you really start to wish there was a shove-it option instead of just saying goodbye. What's more, exploration and random weapon foraging is one of Diablo's main highlights, so giving in and paying this king's ransom will both make you poor and serve to take the fun out of the game. Look, Wurt, we know you've been mauled by demons, but robbing us of all our coin ain't gonna grow that leg back. Number 9, Submit Your Life, Bloodborne. From Software's RPGs are famous for having multiple endings to choose from, and Bloodborne offers three vastly different ways to bring an end to the night. None are particularly cheery, and to put that in perspective, the one that's commonly thought to be the good ending involves you letting an old man chop off your head with a scythe. Once you're granted access to the Great Tree in the Hunter's Dream, Gurman will be waiting for you there and will offer you a way out of the hunt. By dying, he says, you will forget the dream and wake to the real world like nothing ever happened. Is it just me, or does something about that sound just a little fishy? The options you're given are submit your life and refuse. If you're the skeptical type, you'll likely have trouble piecing together the old custodian's logic here and politely tell him to go bugger off. Doing this enables you to fight Gurman, unlocking a new ending, and if you've scarfed down 3 third umbilical cords, the boss fight leads straight into another, the Moon Presence. Given bosses are such a big part of the game, why would you take the easy way out and deny yourself a chance to fight 2 more? Number 8, Join Owl, Sekiro Shadows Die Twice. Another From Software game that locks its many endings behind a make-or-break mid-game decision, Sekiro Shadows Die Twice sees Wolf come face-to-face with his thought-to-be-dead father, the Owl, at the top of Ashina Castle. Here he's given an ultimatum: abandon his master, Lord Kuro, and follow the Iron Code at Owl's side, or stay loyal to Kuro and make an enemy out of his dear old dad. Even if you haven't been paying attention to the story up to this point, it's obvious there's a right and a wrong answer here. By siding with Owl and accepting his offer, you'll invite the wrath of those you called your friends. If you then defeat Emma and Ishin Ashina, Wolf will become a Shura, a being of insatiable bloodlust with no recollection of who or what they were, and the game will end. But you're not really that heartless, are you? Turning Owl down opens up the rest of the game, after a tough boss fight, of course. And it gives you hours more gameplay before you get to decide on which of the other 3 endings to pursue. Clearly, parents don't always know best. Number 7, choose the Zodiac over the Rhino 2, Ratchet & Clank 2. Ratchet & Clank 2, or Going Commando depending on where you're from, offers you 3 supposed super weapons: the Zodiac, the Clank Zapper, and the Rhino 2, which realistically you're only going to be able to afford one of without the money grind of the millennium. The Clank Zapper is so awful it's not even worth mentioning, but there's a real toss-up for the player between the other two. The Rhino is the most iconic weapon of the series, so naturally you might veer towards purchasing its successor. But then you see the Zodiac dangled in front of your face with its 1,500,000 bolt price tag and the description talking up its sheer awesome power and swiftly change your course. Don't do it. It's commonly agreed that the Rhino 2, a rapid-fire laser Gatling gun, is superior in every way to the Zodiac, making a total mockery of the final boss and costing 500 grand bolts less to boot. On this adventure, it's much wiser to stick with something tried and tested than ditch it for something new and shiny and instantly live to regret it. Number 6. Accept the money for Ciri, The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. The Witcher series is chock full of agonizing choices, most of which have a lasting impact on your playthrough and the people you interact with. When Geralt is offered a sum of money from Emperor Emir for finding his daughter Ciri and bringing her to meet him, the player is put in quite a difficult position. Bringing Ciri to her father is simple enough, but do you accept the money? On the one hand, it's not going to go to waste on your armor and equipment, and as Geralt says, Emperor's got lots, couldn't see why you shouldn't share some of it with us. But on the other hand, making Ciri watch as you're given your reward feels unbearably traitorous. Geralt hunts monsters for a living, so is she to think that she's just another contract to him? Your moral compass aside, this decision can affect the game's ending. So why in the world wouldn't you forgo the money and make up for it elsewhere? After all, Ciri's respect isn't something you can just buy back. Number 5. Leave the art dealer's safe untouched. Dishonored. In Dishonored's third mission, House of Pleasure, Corvo Itano must make his way to the bourgeois brothel The Golden Cat to rescue Lady Emily and dispose of the despicable brothers Morgan and Custis Pendleton. Slackjaw, the leader of the Bottle Street gang, will assist you in accessing the Golden Cat in exchange for a few favors. One of these involves an art dealer's safe that he wants you to find the combination for. The art dealer himself is in the brothel, and all you need to do is electrocute him a few times before he spills the beans. Here's where things get dicey. With the combination in your possession, you're more than capable of going to the art dealer's apartment, opening the safe, and looting the contents for yourself. So why would you stay truthful to old Slackjaw? The safe contains many valuable items you can't find anywhere else, and afterwards you can still deliver the combination to Slackjaw without him being any the wiser. You even get an achievement for it. And later in the game, all you get from Slackjaw, provided you save him from Granny Rags, is a bit of a stern talking to. Frankly, if you do leave the safe untouched for him to loot himself, you're insane. Number 4. Kill your friends. Far Cry 3. Sometimes even intense moral choices can seem like offers you can't help but refuse. And in Far Cry 3, what sane person would ever choose to kill all their friends just so they can stay on the island? The end of the game has the player Jason reflecting on all the death and destruction he's caused just to survive his time on Rook Island. He wonders if he likes the killing and could ever plausibly go back to his old life of being a rich little turd. So when Citra, the leader of the Rakyat tribe, forces him to choose between his friends, including his girlfriend Liza, or her, the decision isn't as simple as you'd think. For Jason at least, for you it absolutely is. Who in their right mind would put all their loved ones to the knife just to hook up with a mentally unhinged warrior lady? Think with your brains here, guys. Not only that, but if you do choose Citra, she ends up stabbing you to death while you're making love. Talk about high standards. Number 3. Trade Dragonair for Rhydon, Pokemon Gold and Silver versions. Trading is one of the Pokemon series' core mechanics, allowing friends to swap and share their coveted pocket monsters with the eternal goal of catching them all. Or, you know, if you've given them a funny name and want them to be stuck with it forever. Occasionally, NPCs will engage in this with you too, asking for a specific Pokemon in exchange for one of theirs, and usually it's a decent trade-off. Usually. In Pokemon Gold and Silver, a girl from Blackthorn City will start casually gushing about the Pokemon Dragonair. She then asks if you have one and offers to trade it for her Rhydon. Think on that for a second. Dragonair is one of the rarest Pokemon in the game, and its evolved form Dragonite is still among the series' most powerful dragon Pokemon to this day. While Rhydon is by no means a weak Pokemon, you'd have to be off your absolute chump to want it more than Dragonair. And maybe given that the gym leader of Blackthorn City, Claire, uses dragon types, which are weak to their own attacks, you're also putting yourself at a huge disadvantage. If you even considered this trade, maybe video games aren't for you. Number 2. Become Navlun's Assassin, Dark Souls 2. There's no shortage of truly mental characters in the Dark Souls series, but right up there among the reigning psychos is Royal Sorcerer Navlun, a serial killer locked up behind a wall of magic in Aldia's Keep. From the moment you meet him, he's amazingly forthright about his passion for killing. His murderous dual personality tells you he'll kill again as soon as he gets out, but for the meantime, he needs someone to carry out his work for him. Oh, sure. What's the worst that can happen? If you agree to his quest, Navlon will instruct you to kill four of your allies. Ladysmith Gilligan, Kale the Cartographer, Falcon the Outcast, and even the Emerald Herald herself. But why in God's name would you ever do that? For those in the know, there's a way to complete his quest without raising a blade to any of these people. But even then, why would you even give this guy the time of day after this? Letting him out after you've done what he says has him invade you relentlessly anyway, so it's definitely best to leave this creep to his own devices. Number 1. Sleep with Morin, Mass Effect 2. This entry is unique in that you literally cannot finish the game unless you turn the offer in question down. And the reason for that, naturally, is that you've just been sexed to death. Not a bad way to go, but still gone. Shepard is asked by the Asari Samara to accompany her on a mission to kill her daughter Morinth. As an Ardak Yakshi, Morinth suffers from a rare genetic defect that results in the deaths of anyone she's intimate with. And it just so happens that the woman has quite the libido. Once located, Samara and Morinth fight it out, and Shepard is given the choice of who to aid. If Morinth is chosen, Samara dies and her daughter takes her place aboard the Normandy. It's here that the player's impulsiveness can be their undoing. For Morinth will try to seduce you, claiming that your strength will protect you from harm during the sweet sexy time. Of course, you're probably tempted to go, what the hell, and dive straight into the sheets with her. But surprise, surprise, she's lying, and getting down and dirty rewards you with a nice and painful death. So don't do it, no matter how much you want to. Or just reload. Sicko.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.